Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How about my new mic cable? I don't know if you've noticed already, but there's no more cracking in and out. I've moved up.
Wow, good on you.
Yeah, I want to be professional. And so what I did professionally was complain to Tim, and then he ordered it and it was sent to my house.
Honestly, sometimes it pays to be a little brat.
Yeah.
I was in a swim shop today and there was, you know, it's not a busy shop. They're selling togs, goggles, swim caps. That's about it.
Yeah, that's like, if you need to buy that stuff, it's once a year. You need to be in that shop.
It had the energy of a Salvation Army in there, like just in terms of the people that were working there. They're sort of slightly more mature. They weren't in a rush. I was waiting for a long time to buy $15. You know, sometimes you're buying something fast and you're like, this will be quick. And then suddenly you're waiting there holding the thing. It's like not even worth the wait anymore. So I was trying to buy like anti-fog mist for my glasses, my goggles. It's just taken ages. And so I went to a second counter where this girl was just standing there who clearly could see me. And I was like, can I buy this off you? She's like, yeah, on the counter over there. And I was like,
What's her counter for?
I don't know. She was just by the changing room. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's just I've been waiting there. And I was like a bit of a brat to her. Just sort of let in. Because it's an easy reflex for me, just that like sassy gay bitch. Like I can just turn it on in a dime.
Did you get results?
Yeah, immediately got served and, you know, I was happy as. But it took a while, you know.
Do you consider yourself a grumpy person? I think I'm more grumpy as I get older, which I guess is just how things go, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say you're more of a grump. I would say I'm more of a...
joy to be around?
No, I was going to say like sort of a, I don't want to use the B word. It is sort of derogatory. I think, sassy.
What B word? Brat?
No.
Witch.
Rhymes with witch.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's derogatory as a man to call yourself a bitch. I think it's kind of fun.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
And welcome along
to this week's We Can't Say That of the male gaze.
Two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And all it took was for me to have nothing on apart from 1 hour of work in the afternoon.
Are you thriving? Are you feeling more energized? Are you feeling more alive? Are you living for the stage?
I cannot tell you. Last time I was in Melbourne, and now we can talk about it because it was all sort of secrets, but I had like this sitcom to write, a book to write, this porn documentary to make, and some social media videos that I didn't want to do. And I was not happy. I simply was not happy. I was overworked. I was burnt out. I couldn't believe it. I was truly miserable. And then it all came to a head in Sydney, and I had like a proper mental breakdown, like sobbing in a hotel room alone kind of vibe. And then an eye rash, which is always amazing when your body is like, how will we get him to listen? And it's like his skin. Let's hit him where it hurts.
My body uses ulcers. It's like, I know what we'll do. We'll ruin all of his food by giving him these sores in his mouth that sting.
Enjoy your little up and goes with this tangy little ulcer, bitch.
I've been seeing Spinoff has been reposting some of the too rude for the show clips about our porn show, which I'll be real, they're not that rude.
No, they're not that rude.
Fun. But I will say a couple of them have come up and I have seen my own face in them and been so shocked at how tired I am in the shot.
when I tell you, you are the tightest I've ever known you. Like, no. Guys, it is a miracle that we are here today. Like, last year, everyone was like, oh, my God, you guys are never, you're never doing a podcast. We were at the end of our tethers.
We survived the most brutal year of our lives.
And it's like, of course, booked and blessed, but oh my God, we were fucked. Like, it's amazing our relationships are still intact and our relationship with each other. Like, it was, you were so tired. You were so
It was tired. So bad, eh? It was so bad.
And of all my friends who I think, when they get tired, who is the worst? You are number one. Of
really?
100%. But you have to admit that, right? You are bad as a tired boy.
Yeah, I'm bad. I get grumpy. And, well, especially on the vibe when you're, like, filming something.
Yeah.
And then, because there's nowhere to go. It's not even, we don't know, not to reveal too much, but you don't have a trailer on something like that. So, like, if you need a moment to yourself, you just have it in front of everyone else.
Yeah, in like a car, just has to sleep in the back seat for a bit.
Yeah, but I was shocking. I was just, yeah.
No, but anyone would be tired. It's crazy. Like, I did it for, like, you know, a quarter of the length that you did it for, and I barely held it together.
Yeah, it's unreal. And being on the other side of it, it's just every day I'm so grateful. Every day I'm so thankful. It feels so good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. It's crazy out there, right? The world of Breakfast Radio is crazy. And you can tell when you go meet them all. And, like, I've done the rounds for, like, you know, books or whatever, and you go in and you have to meet every single one. And there's just this, like, everyone is hanging on. Just like, they're like, hey, mate, how are you? To sort of scream at you because they're just, you know, they've been locked in that room since an ungodly hour in the morning.
Yeah, and it's you're hyping each other up, and then also anytime a new energy is and you're so excited to have someone else there because it's just been three of you in a room for hours and probably for weeks you've only been seeing each other.
They should put, like, a cap on it. I think, like, you could only do it for a maximum of 5 years before something, I think, psychologically and fundamentally shifts inside of you. And you,
I can't understand people who do it for their whole lives. I can't understand it. I just can't understand mapping your whole life around
They're
it.
They're so rich.
They're so rich. And good on them.
Good on them.
And good on them.
Is your life better now?
My quality of life is... It's like... I can't talk highly enough of getting up at 7:30, making my boyfriend breakfast. I actually make it for him every morning because he has to leave before me. So he gets in the shower, then I make the breakfast.
Your hungry boy gets fed.
Yeah, and then we eat our eggs in front of something on YouTube, and then...
you have breakfast together?
Like, yeah, every morning.
It is so... I think it's so interesting, the rules that, like, you know... Cause I think every relationship has its own lore that you kind of set up inside of your relationship, and then it can be so specific to your little partnership, and then, like, you know which laws you can break and which ones you can't. And then that kind of keeps it working. I think it's very sweet. Like, Michael and I have to brush our teeth and wash our face and go to bed at the same time.
Wow.
So we have, and it wasn't until I was talking to other friends about it that I was like, do you go to bed at the same time as your partner? And they're like, no, separate times. So I was like, oh, we go to bed, we hop into bed together.
We do too.
Yeah.
We don't have to brush our teeth at the very same moment.
No.
I'm imagining you and Michael are side by side, Bring It On style.
It's a little bit like that. Well, and one might be, you know, like, someone, it's like we both go for, like, the bathroom at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think what it is like, if I went to wash my face and brush my teeth and didn't tell him, and that has happened on a couple of occasions, he feels a little betrayed.
Oh.
Because it's like I'm preparing for bed without him.
Yeah, I think for us, one of us would have to kind of announce that they were going to bed early. If you're going to bed early.
But otherwise be at the same time.
Yeah, but that was not the case last year. And that is another huge quality of life uptick, which was, you know, I would be in bed at 8:30. And then sometimes Sam would follow me, and then he was getting like 9 to 10 hours sleep, and I was getting 6.
He's like well rested.
He's resting so much. That's so cute that you brush your teeth at the same time. But we kind of do as well. Often how it it just begins. We'll probably be watching something on TV, and then Sam will kind of bring out the floss, and then he'll start flossing in the lounge, and then the floss is on the coffee
weirdly
table.
Weirdly sexy.
Doesn't it? The floss is going out. Oh,
someone's brought out the floss a bit early.
I actually think it's weirder. I mean, I'd love to do a poll. Text in to gays. Let us know. Do you go to bed at the same time as your partner? I
wonder if it's common in queer relationships. I don't know why. But, like, I think inside of a heterosexual relationship, there's this, like, understanding that, like, oh, I don't know what they're doing because we've got different parts and they got to do their own thing.
Yeah, men and women live on different rhythms.
Yes.
Whereas, I was thinking about that this morning when I had a shower because I... Isn't it kind of true, or maybe just urban legend, that don't girls traditionally love a hot, hot, hot shower and men love a kind of like lukewarm one?
I think it's total bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like some fucking stupid Cosmopolitan magazine fact. And it's not the fact of the gay. That is, I don't know. I have a lovely hot shower, but I did hear that a big part of the, you know, skincare. And this is the step I'm not willing to take, is a much less hotter shower, because that is also fucking your skin up. Because if you're using hot water on the face, you know, it's bad.
Yeah, I try and again, and this is becoming a skincare podcast, and a few people have been DMing me SPF suggestions for products I don't like.
And they all agreed.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's like, you really need this. But... here's what I learned about cold water, is that it tightens your pores up. So I just do, sometimes I do a jet of cold at the last minute of the shower.
Just to tighten, to bring it all into it. Yeah. I love a shower. Like, it's quite a therapeutic, like, time for me to sort of, like, my brain can really, like, often I'll run through a show before a show in the shower.
Yeah.
But, you know, my shower is dog shit in my flat. Like, it is in the... I remember doing a video in it once, and then everyone was like, good God, man, what is that shower you're living with? Because it just jets it, like, right into the back, middle of my back. Like, I very rarely am I underneath my shower.
Yeah. Your shower is unbelievable, and I know the exact video you're talking about, and I do remember thinking, wow.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. Mind you, at the moment, we've actually, we've got a few too many shower gels and shampoos in there at once. Which is bizarre, because really we just share the same products. But, you know, sometimes these things you can't do them.
It's amazing. That's a beautiful, and actually,
we're printing that on a sticker.
I get that printed.
You to put on your laptop to show you love the pod.
Sometimes you just can't get it, and then you get it get through you. The male guy, Eli Matheson, the male guys. I think as well. What blew my mind, I remember, like, once going over to a friend's house who was in a same-sex relationship, and...
Gross.
Yeah, gross. Very and totally unnatural. And saw, like, all their clothes with their partner's clothes on the one rack, and, like, they blended together, and they're roughly the same size, so they would, like, wear each other's clothes. And I remember that really buzzing me out.
Like, are you and Michael's clothes all separate?
Yeah, we have our own... Because you and Sam have a tiny wardrobe.
We bought a second set of drawers.
Yeah. Because that wardrobe is tiny.
It's not so bad. It's got three separate racks and three shelves for shoes.
In that tiny little door.
There's a small space. I'm going to show it to you right now. Look how many shirts are in there.
Oh, it's way bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, the door slides right open.
The door slides. It's wider than you were thinking it was a single door. It's kind of. It's
I thought it was a single door. Oh, it's fine.
But yeah, everything is all amongst each other. We don't really separate our shirts from each other.
Do you wear each other's clothes?
Constantly.
See, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
But it's like, cool. I mean, it's like a straight person looking at a queer relationship being like, yeah, I guess you could just, like, wear each other's shirts all day. That's sick. Like, you would only need to buy, like, one set of clothes. And it could be, like, your clothes as a couple.
Well, I would imagine, like, not... we're just, like, not... ever, like, if we had more super specific, brands or styling that were very, very different from each other. Maybe that wouldn't happen, yes. But the truth is, everything I buy, unfortunately, does look better on Sam. So everything, anytime I buy literally anything, it looks so good on him. And then it's ruined for me.
Yeah, I have the same issue. I'm like, oh, yeah, this kind of looks all right. And then Michael put it on. It's like cool and oversized. And I'll be like, God damn it. It's not fair. Oh, my husband is calling me.
Oh.
I just hung up on him. That felt bad.
He's probably going to bed and he needs to go to bed at the same time.
Is he ready to brush my teeth? I'm going to text him. That felt bad. That felt really bad. So hold on. Sorry.
No, please.
No, that was an apology to Eli. I mean, to Michael.
Oh, to Michael.
Doing a podcast. Call soon. Oh, man. How long did you do long distance for?
So long. Well, yeah, kind of 2 years, essentially. But then the first year was a little bit easier because we did the first lockdown together. And then we would see each other every 2 weeks, plus summer together.
It's tough.
But then the second year, with lots of lockdowns. But even when you see each other at 2 weeks, it is tough.
I hate texting. Like, yeah. Luckily, we voice memo a lot. But even then, like, you know, it's like you're just waking up and nothing's really happened. And it's like we sort of chat to each other, but I we didn't even text when we were, like, dating.
Yeah.
It's funny when you're married because you can just be so frank about, like, your relationship. And you're like, well, we obviously are married, so we can talk about this robustly.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in this. I actually have a question for you. You know, this, like, going to bed at the same time together, but when one of you is away or when you're apart from the other one, do your sleeping habits fall apart? Because mine do.
It's, like, so amazing to learn who you really are.
Mm.
And that's who you resort back to when you're away from your partner. I will be up all night on my phone. Like, I'm a slob. There's, like, bowls and, like, you know, cereal everywhere. And it's like I've immediately transformed into like a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's gross. I hate being around myself. Whereas I'm like, okay, it's clearly all Michael who's keeping me together.
Yeah, I feel the same. But then I just think it's natural when you're kind of like by yourself to act like a little brat.
I just like, when will I ever book a hotel room and not act like a total sociopath inside one? Like, that is my dream, is to be able to get into my room, put my bags away, go on my laptop, you know, at the desk. Like, I'm never using the desk in the hotel.
No, neither. Imagine. I'd barely touch it.
Yeah.
No. I put a bag on top of it.
Yeah, and like put my like desk key and some glasses and like, you know, an empty bag of chips there, like, immediately.
Yeah, I actually put all my toiletries out on top of it, and then...
Why wouldn't you put them in the bathroom?
I don't know. I think I, like, will, like, wash my face in the bathroom and then come out and moisturize at the desk. And,
yeah,
like,
just being
I don't
maniac. Soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
disgusting.
And then I'll have, like, 8 showers and then sort of go to bed at 5 a.m. It's just like,
yeah.
I totally wish that I could just recoup there.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it properly. Do you know what? I made a decision today for Wellington for Comedy Festival. I'm actually not going to do an Airbnb. I'm doing a hotel. I've changed it. I've just decided, I don't know. I'm older now. I can do a hotel.
The Airbnb is over. It's I would far rather stay in a hotel now than an Airbnb. And I don't think... Well, it does. There are some situations where if you're on a real budget, an Airbnb comes through. However, I think hotels can be a similar price.
That's what I found. I was like, the price difference is negligible compared to the fact that I can just rock in, say, hi, here's my booking, go to my room, and know I'm not going to be interrupted, compared to negotiating a whole thing with a person and meeting them and all
finding
that kind of stuff.
Key. And that being said, Monty and I have an Airbnb out here in Cremorne, which is where we're staying in Melbourne, and it is a dream. Like, we're pretty happy out here.
I have stayed in some gorgeous Airbnbs.
I think
some gorgeous ones.
What
but
is cursed about Airbnb is the way they launched, because they were like, you could go to you know, you could go to Melbourne and why not stay in a tree hut? Like, the Airbnbs were always like, live in a boat, live in a rocket, never just like live in a nice house that is like of a decent price and not insane.
Yeah, all the ones that I've been looking at, I've been like, they all look, live in one of these apartments. They were all built to be Airbnbs. They have no personality. They have the worst furniture you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they're in a grim, noisy location that will suck.
Yeah. What hotel in Wellington?
Guess what?
What?
I'm staying at the QT.
Yeah.
I did it.
Do it. Yes. You're working. Listen, we're working girls.
Yeah.
And we deserve to spend our money on nice things. And that money's just going on yourself. And you're on a work trip. There are so many people who have jobs and they get flown for their work trip and get put in a nice hotel. And they're like, oh, it was a work trip, so I got put in a nice hotel. Well, when you are your own boss, you have to book the nice hotel.
They did me a nice rate as well. I DM'd them and they done me a lovely rate. And I just love the QT. It's such a nice hotel. And
do you know what's crazy?
Right. And it's tax deductible, isn't it? Because it's you're there for your job.
We may not be being paid for this podcast, but we are being showered in treats. And it's wonderful. Like, that is a beautiful, seamless plug for the QT. And I'm going to piggyback right on the end of that and shout out.
Is this the yoga brand?
The yoga brand. I think what I just caught myself off guard was just the sheer pace that I came running that at with. Like, quite genuinely, seriously about to shout out some yogurt.
So good to be like, and can I piggyback off hotels to yogurt?
To yogurt. But the collective? Oh, brother.
Yeah, they are the collective, right?
Yeah, they make splits. Those, and I think I shouted them out on the pod not too long ago. Oh, my God. They sent me a whole bunch of them. Made me a very happy boy. So
good.
You got to try their new flavors.
Well, you know what, Chris? I still haven't tried that product.
Oh, my God. Get ye to a supermarket and get yours in a split. I don't know. I can make them the ads.
The video of you doing the fingers walking to the thing actually is really stuck in my mind. If you didn't see the video on Chris's Instagram, his little fingers walked over
little,
to the yoga.
Nothing little were. About them. Hey, wow. Buddy, these digits are huge. Sorry. I've had a great day.
I'm so glad.
I went for a swim. I'm getting back into my fitness.
Yeah, and so are you swimming in an outdoor pool in Melbourne? I feel like that. Is that chilly?
When I tell you that Fitzroy has a outdoor pool that is heated and is maybe the finest outdoor pool in the world. Like, this establishment rocks. And God damn it, like, I hate to be one of those guys that's like, if New Zealand just considered investing a little bit more into like these sort of public services, then we could be actually a very livable city. But like, fuck, oh my God, it's so nice. And the vibe is incredible. And people are always like, no one's ever going to go, but people always go. It's like, and it's probably 20 degrees today. Like, it's not, but you get in the water and you swim back and forth and it's heaven.
What, are you lane swim? How long do you lane swim for?
I will do a K and then I'll trot back home. So that would take me about half an hour. Really getting into it. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
And just feeling so good, Eli. Like, I was, you know, like, I think I've got like a lot of, like, you know, what would you call it? Trauma. Not even trauma. Just insecurities from as a kid, having this weird like muscle thing and like, you know, not being like a shredded little dude running around, and I hated being in togs and all that kind of stuff, like just like blah blah blah, we've all heard it before, but like to be 32 married and just like rocking a speedo and being so happy, like it's so good. Like, I just love it. I feel so comfortable in my body. I don't know how it happened, but it just clicked over. Actually, I put it down so as splits, you know.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I feel like, because I went through this similar thing with swimming, of just like how bad my back acne, like I just had horrific body acne, and it literally meant I didn't take my shirt off in public for like 3 years, and then got back into swimming, like went on, then once it was gone, yeah, went on a trip to the Sounds with my friends and almost drowned because my swimming had gotten so bad. It was so bad.
Oh my God. Are you back? Because you were like dabbling into the swimming.
Yeah. And I mean, we have a swimming pool facility so close to my house, and I would love to.
It needs a spruce. I will say that.
Yeah, I've heard that. But Sam's a really good swimmer, so I'm thinking maybe.
And then you could go to the spas afterwards, and like that evening vibe of. I used to sit in the spa at the Mount Albert Community Centre pools and just like relax out. And people treat it like a 5-star resort there. They're like really, like they're seconds away from putting cucumbers on their eyes.
Yeah. And it's got sauna and steam room as well.
Sauna
it's
and
got
the steam. Whole sauna and steam. Yeah. We weren't doing because of COVID, but now we are,
of
again.
Course.
And actually, of it course. Wasn't a steam room that I learned that the fat on my back can suction on the tiles of the steam room floor and make this incredible, like, raspberry or fart noise. It's so weird we call them raspberries. Anyway, that ripple noise. And I discovered that, obviously, the hard way, and thought I had lost the feeling in my ass and let out, you know, the mother of all farts. But it was actually just my back.
Cupping onto the back. What an incredibly, what an inspirational story of discovery.
Do you know what the energy of, like, the pools is just, I could draw any pool. Like, you know, they're all the same. Yeah, I could draw all, it. You know, and
that one, Mount Albert one's different because it's got a wave pool.
So yeah, but it reminds me of Pioneer in Christchurch. They had the wave pool as well.
Never went to Pioneer. We went to Tepid Bath last year for the first time. That is a cool vibe, actually.
Yeah, I haven't been down to Tepid Bath, but we've got to pour one out, obviously, for Parnell Baths.
I only just found out that they're out of action.
Horrible, horrible. Yeah. Actually, I love the idea of the baths. Like, you know, just bring back the baths. And
yeah.
I think, you know, we could really get in behind that. And I wanted to set up a business, and I don't know if anyone here wants to collaborate. I've probably got the idea, and I'm looking for someone to bring in like 100% of the revenue for this. But just like a pool spa membership. So you're not going to work out. Like, you could do laps, but apart from that, it's like the gym, but entirely aqua themed.
You're gorgeous.
And then you've got like hydrotherapy, plunge pools, spa, like multiple spas. You've got like onsen. It's, you know, we're there, the lads, the ladies, the theys, we're all coming in. We are soaking, chatting, connecting, and like, you know, you'd have a waterproof business card.
Where's the Jelly Park in Auckland? Because I used to do that when I would go back. I used to go back to the Court Theatre kids show on my like summer holidays from drama school. Always would join Jelly Park. Good little gym.
I'm telling you, it was Parnell Baths.
Do they have a gym there as well?
No, but
probably. Is Parnell Baths coming back, or is it just gone?
Who knows?
Oh.
But those like chairs felt iconic. Like those lounges, they had those plastic multicolored lounges running along.
Oh. From the New Zealand Next Top Model shoot, who could forget? Oh. I believe they were promoting Magnums in the photo shoot.
Do you have a fact of the gay?
I just wanted to quickly complain about something first.
Yeah, go off, Karen.
Just off the back of saunas, you won't believe what Les Mills is doing. My gym, which is expensive, in the middle of town, you know, you really feel like you should be getting the best service ever. And they're redoing the gym floor, and it does sound like the new floor is going to be fantastic, but it's the gym floor is going to be out of action for 3 months. And what they are doing is putting a marquee outside for you, and I'm like, who scheduled this? Because I don't know if you know how the year works, but the next 3 months when you're going to be making us work out in a marquee,
it's winter, Liz. They could have done that in summer and like really been like, we're going to do like park workouts and
made the most of the outdoor workout. Yeah, no, I'm actually,
you know what, you never hear about Les Mills fucking up. They are elite. You know, they've got it sorted. And now, they're the Kardashians.
I suppose they have been doing like stage by stage upgrading an amazing new cycle studio and an amazing little ceremony.
Is this Victoria Park?
Victoria Park.
But then you could go to any other of the gyms.
Yes, I do have a membership where I can go to the other Les Mills.
Well,
but
then
some
shut up.
A lot of the memberships are just one club, and I hope those people who have gone, this was about the other people.
This is always about your community, wasn't it?
Here's the fact of the gay.
Fact of the gay.
So, I saw for the Auckland Arts Festival the picture of Dorian Gray, a wonderful solo show from Sydney Theatre Company, one woman, the story of Dorian Gray. And I had seen the play, I'd seen a play of this, it's a novel, Oscar Wilde didn't write it as a play. I had seen a play of the novel once before that my sister was in at the Rickerton Players.
Shout out to the Rickerton Players.
Yeah, I believe she played Sybil, who is the first girl he falls in love with, who is in Romeo and Juliet, and then does a really bad job when he brings his friends, and so he cancels their engagement. Great story, but it is so gay. Like, when I was watching the solo version, I was like, man, this is truly the gayest thing I've ever seen. The first whole section is just three men all horny for each other. It's so crazy. Dorian Gray is obsessed with being young, so, you know, which is also...
A twink mentality.
Twink mentality.
Which is the title of the episode.
Twink mentality?
Which, you know, I think I'm only just getting out of.
You mean the desire to be young?
Just
or
the
like...
twink mentality. It takes a while to break down the twink mentality.
Yeah, true.
Just to think you're hot property and not like totally... invisible and no one wants to see you or fuck you ever again. I just love twinks. Just are like they just. I love when you see like a young one just sort of prancing around, thinking they're hot shit, and you're just like that. You know, you just think to yourself that won't last, and then you catch yourself thinking that, and you think, oh, how beautiful that I've gotten to that point in my life.
I know. Oh yeah, all eyes on me in the center of the ring, just like a circus. That's the twink mentality.
That's the twink.
I saw a photo, you know, Gay Express will just post photos of parties, and they posted like on their Instagram, like the there's an urge party over the weekend, raising money for the Falcons, New Zealand's gay rugby team, or Tamaki Makaurau's gay rugby team. Anyway, there was just an outfit this twink was wearing, and I just, I'm still, because you could only see the back, and I'm like, I wonder what the physics were in the front, because basically it was like the bottom part of a jock strap, like those two straps going around underneath the butt cheeks, and then sort of couldn't see anything sort of hooking it around except for something around the neck. And and it was only a photo of the back view, and I'm like, I wonder what that outfit looked like from the front. Anyway.
You definitely couldn't draw it.
No way. I would have no idea.
Yeah.
Could be a Christmas tree around the front for all I know.
It sounds like J-Lo's sort of green Versace dress. It's sort of like, you know, the illusion of what is that?
Yeah. What's keeping that together? Mm. And that is what I thought with this. I was like, I wonder if it's all... Is that the sort of thing you've got to get sculpted exactly to your body in order to stay?
I just could never imagine. And this is not too... This is not like... This is not slut shaming, but this is more just like me being a total like... insecurity pot. Like, I could never imagine heading out with my butt out, like, because that's a secret. My butt is a secret.
Yeah.
But the idea of it being like, the idea of it kind of being open to town, like,
I know,
I could never imagine putting my butt through like a dairy, or like, it's just so crazy to me,
putting your butt through a dairy.
Well, like, you know, you're in one of those outfits and then suddenly you're like, I need an up and go, or I need to top up my Metro card or whatever, that you have to go into a dairy wearing that outfit.
No, but Chris, I think for the most part, these events have a coat check. So you reveal. You reveal once you're in. You don't get an Uber into town in a jock strap and angel wings and just hop out and get in.
Well, thank God I haven't gone to one of these parties yet, because I would have put on that outfit and then left the house, got in the Uber.
Walked
into town.
Call the bus.
Taking a lime.
Oh, the 22 God, hour.
Imagine seeing me on a lime. Just like harness, jock strap, Air Force Ones.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I can barely walk naked from my bedroom to the bathroom without doing a little skip, you know? Like,
oh, 100%.
I won't look comfortable.
Again, I famously get changed under a towel in my own bedroom.
Yeah, Okay, here's why I didn't know about Oscar Wilde, right? Because I was looking into like how gay it was, and look, when they first published Picture Dorian Gray, they had to remove 500 words that were too gay, essentially, or too homoerotic. And then I've just been deep diving into Oscar Wilde. Turns out. So I thought he was kind of like a famous writer, which I guess is what he is to us now. But for most of his life, or like for quite a long time, he was just famous for being like essentially a socialite, and I guess being like publicly gay and being witty, and was would be invited across the world between America and the UK. And I don't believe he even started writing until he was in his 30s, and then he wrote all of those amazing works that we all know within a 5-year gap. He wrote Picture of Dorian Gray, Lady Windermere's Fan, Importance of Being Earnest, Idle Husband, A Woman of No Importance. Between 1890 and 1895.
He was getting into drugs at that point.
Yeah.
Surely.
Hard out. Surely he was into drugs the whole time. Have you heard what he said when he first arrived in New York at Customs? He said something.
Customs?
Yeah. Which I was also like, did they have customs in the 1800s?
Just like
what are you bringing in here?
And even at that point, did they have to take their laptops out of their bag?
I wonder. The same. Laptops out of bags.
Monty is, Guy Montgomery is into the chat.
And, wow.
And is bringing a big energy. Do you have a laptop charger I could borrow? Because that one's plugged into my Zoom.
Got an iPhone charger.
Oh, yeah, he's going to help me charge my laptop. It's about to die.
But how much battery you got left?
Do you want to guess?
7%.
2%.
We are... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you think it will plug in there? This is... No, that won't... It's a... Yeah.
I've got an old laptop.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Do we have to wrap this up?
I think we have to wrap this up. Like, because I'm just going to... I'm on 1%.
The thing that Oscar Wilde said was, the only thing that I have to declare... is that I'm a genius.
Oh, my also, God. If you said that now, you would get arrested.
I know. That is not good. But, I mean, at the time, customs have probably only just been invented. Okay.
Fuck. Honestly, I can't believe it. But it's 35 minutes, which is a good length for a podcast. But, like, oh, we have to save this before my laptop dies.
Yeah, of course. Queen of the week.
Queen of the week.
Queen of the week. Quick. Oh, Chris, my God. Queen of the week.
Queen of the week. Who said that Angela Bassett did the thing?
Oh, Ariana DeBose.
Because I saw that she put it in. She's like, you know, stepping on top of that narrative. She's leading that narrative now. And I feel like she got humiliated. Now for her to kind of be riding with it, it's pretty good.
I love how she earns it. Also, Jacinda Ardern, final day in Parliament tomorrow.
Oh, she finally leaving. I thought she'd gone already. She was still working.
She finally leaving.
Oh, she has to be the queen of the week. She's the queen of the week. Yeah.
I love Angela Bassett.
And we'll be
a
guest on the podcast next week. No.
What?
No, I was kidding. I just thought, oh, she's got some time. Okay, we've got to go. I've got to stop.
All right.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male. And they're both gay. The male gaze.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.